Using multiple emission line ratios to constrain the slope of the dust attenuation law, by Moiré K.M. Prescott et al. We explore the possibility and practical limitations of using a three-line approach to measure both the slope and normalization of the dust attenuation law in individual galaxies. To do this, we focus on a sample of 11 galaxies with existing ground-based Balmer H-alpha and H-beta measurements from slit spectra, plus space-based Grissom constraints on Passion beta. When accounting for observational uncertainties, we show that one galaxy has a well-constrained dust law slope and normalization in the range expected from theoretical arguments. This galaxy therefore provides an example of what may be possible in the future. However, most of the galaxies are best fit by unusually steep or shallow slopes. We then explore whether additional astrophysical effects or observational biases could explain the elevated Passion beta, H-alpha ratios driving these results. We find that galaxies with high Passion beta, H-alpha ratios may be explained by slightly subunity covering fractions, greater than 97. This was using multiple emission line ratios to constrain the slope of the dust attenuation law, by Moiré K.M. Prescott et al.